HRN News. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A U.S.-authored peace proposal has been forwarded to Iran.
The details of this plan remain in question, but officials have told the Associated Press that Pakistan, which has been one of the countries trying to get a diplomatic route to the end of the conflict, has transmitted it to Tehran. Pakistan, Egypt, and Turkey have been key in trying to negotiate a settlement to the war.
Correspondent John Gambrell. The Homeland Security funding impasse yet to be resolved.
A dispute in Congress over funding the Department of Homeland Security has held up the paychecks of TSA officers for close to 6 weeks now. And some officers, like Taylor Desert in Indiana, say they've had to rely on food banks.
I never thought I would be in a position to where working for the federal government, I would need to go to a food bank.
Sarah Estelle is chief outreach officer at Gleaners Food Bank of Indiana.
In Indianapolis Airport, we have about 300 TSA workers who have been working without pay for some time with no end in sight at this point. So Gleaners is doing special distributions for these workers.
I'm Donna Water.
A jury in New Mexico is ordering Facebook and Instagram parent Meta to pay $375 million. This after concluding that its platforms harm children's mental health. Meta says it will appeal the jury's verdict. The annual Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC, kicks off today. It's taking place in the Dallas suburb of Grapevine. Still no word on whether President Trump will be addressing the attendees at the conference. On Wall Street, stocks are higher this morning. The Dow is up about 319 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index ahead 263 points. And the S&P 500 better by 49 points. This is SRN News. Fewer American women are dying while pregnant.
The Centers for Disease Control reports that since the repeal of Roe v. Wade in 2022, the maternal mortality rate has dropped by nearly 20%. A report in LifeNews.com says, quote, "The improvement flatly contradicts repeated warnings from abortion advocates that protective pro-life laws would trigger a maternal health crisis by forcing women to carry high-risk pregnancies to term. Other public health metrics have also improved since the repeal." Michael Harrington reporting.
Dr. Kermit Gosnell, an abortion clinic doctor sentenced to life in prison for killing several babies who had been born alive, has died at the age of 85. Gosnell's grimy West Philadelphia clinic became known as the House of Horrors. Former employees testified that he routinely performed illegal abortions past Pennsylvania's 24-week limit. In the scandal's aftermath, two top state health officials were fired. This is SRN News. From the minors to the majors, a long-awaited umpiring change finally set to debut in the big league baseball season. Gets going this week.
Robot umpires are coming to the big leagues in 2026. The automated ball strike system will be introduced in the form of a challenge system in which the human umpire makes each call, which can be appealed to the computer. Robot umpires have been tested in the minor leagues since 2019, with recent testing done at AAA, MLB spring training, and at this summer's All-Star game in Atlanta. Success rates have hovered around 50% in the minors. I'm Geffen Coolball.
And the Major League Baseball season opens today on a limited basis. There is a single nighttime game. The New York Yankees visit the San Francisco Giants. Tomorrow, it's the official start of the regular season. Brings a full slate of games, 14 in all. More details, srnnews.com.